نعم، بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد، ربي زدني علما، ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. نعم، السلام عليكم شيخ.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So شيخ، today's question is about invoking the dead. There's a claim that it is not shirk if someone does it without believing that that dead person is Allah or God, whatever they say, but it is haram, it is a heinous sin, and XYZ. So could you explain us this thing?
Okay, well, I'm hoping this will be one of the shortest videos.
Yeah, inshallah.
Because the evidence to it, you know, how can I say it more? I was once given khutbah in Texas. And alhamdulillah, I give khutbah both in Arabic and English. I speak slowly so people can follow me, and I don't talk too much. Like some khutbahs, I used to go 50 minutes. One guy in Kuwait, I remember he gave a 1 hour, 40-minute khutbah until the people started screaming at him. I don't do that. Yeah. So alhamdulillah ta'ala, what I do, I bring an ayah or two, a hadith or two, repeat them, speak in Arabic, speak in English. So when somebody goes back home and his wife asks him, you know, what was the khutbah about? Well, the khutbah was about this and that. Okay? So, we don't need to talk too much. So alhamdulillah, once I was given a khutbah, and because I give the ayat and the hadith, one brother, Pakistani brother, mashallah, he came and said, wallah, I even understood your Arabic. This is how clear it was.
Yeah.
I even understood your Arabic because you're talking slowly.
Yeah.
You're giving terms we know because we read the Quran.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. The best evidence is Allah's words.
Yeah.
The best evidence, Rasulullah's words.
Yeah,
and sure. Then just stick with them.
Yes.
Right. Here's about invoking the dead. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ هو العبادة. يقول الراوي ثم قرأ وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. سورة غافر آية 60 40 أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجه وصححه الألباني في صحيح الجامع. So we'll go to the hadith now.
No.
Hadith. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن surely الدعاء دعاء هو is العبادة عبادة. Do I need to explain it in English?
سبحان الله. I don't know. I don't get it. Subhanallah.
Inna surely ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. So worship is du'a. Du'a is worship. So ad-du'a itself is al-ibadah, not ibadah.
No.
Ibadah is singular. Al-ibadah is all of it.
Yeah.
So ad-du'a is Al-ibadah, invocation to Allah, is the worship. And the narrator of the hadith said, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah in Surah Ghafir, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah said, اُدْعُونِي, invoke me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept, I will respond to your invocation. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, those who are arrogant regarding worshiping me, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ, will enter Jahannam with humiliation. So let's talk about the ayah. So the hadith now gives us the foundation of al-ibadah. Allah created us on this earth, created us in this universe to worship him, right?
Yeah.
Ad-du'a is, it is the ibadah, is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Prayer is ibadah. In fact, in Arabic, originally, the word salah means What? Dua.
Dua, yeah, no.
In Arabic. So
yeah.
Salah itself is an aspect of dua. And al-dua, invocation, is al-ibadah.
Mm-hmm.
Here Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, He says, اِدْعُونِي, invoke me.
Yeah.
So does this mean there is anybody else in there? No. اِدْعُونِي, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, and I will accept your invocation. Because he's the one, he's the only one who accepts the invocation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why Allah is telling us, اِدْعُونِي, call me. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, those who are arrogant regarding worshiping me, meaning they don't invoke me. Remember the hadith.
Yeah.
He said, the dua is al-ibadah. Here Allah says, call me, make dua to me, ادعوني, أستجب لكم. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, he said, so those who don't call on Allah, they are arrogant regarding the worship of Allah.
Yeah,
so the connection here, I can't see, I can't make it any clearer.
Yeah.
You see, Allah says, الدعاء هو العبادة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي. Those who are arrogant towards worshiping me, meaning they don't make dua to me, سيدخلون جهنم داخرين, will enter جهنم with humiliation.
So
those who direct their invocation to other than Allah, according to this ayah and hadith.
Yeah.
What's their status?
SubhanAllah. Yani, Sheikh, when I asked you this question...
Just let me mention, it was connected by Abu Dawood. Yeah. Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Al-Albani, rahimahullah, authenticated it as sahih in Sahih al-Jama. Yes, Akhi?
Yeah, SubhanAllah. So as I was saying, Sheikh, when I asked you the question, you came up with hadith, Quran, faqat, yani, as clear as night and day. But when I like this individual who made this claim, and I didn't mind mentioning, like Yasir Ghadi, when he mentioned this thing in an interview, I saw him saying that, and he was saying when someone refutes him on this, he wants to show it in a very academic way. He said, have you seen the opinion of XYZ scholar? Have you seen the opinion of Nawawi? Have you seen the opinion of Ibn Hajar, XYZ? Some of them had the view of this. And SubhanAllah, what's your comment on that, Shaykh?
My comment on that is that as much as I heard Yasir Qadhi say the same stuff and other people, why bring a lot of names? Just say, Nawawi said, you can invoke others besides Allah. Don't tell people who don't read. I mean, we're begging people to read Quran all the time, to read some hadith. I was telling people, who were telling me, I can't be a scholar. I can't. I said, well, you can be a scholar. Bring Riyad al-Salihin by Imam al-Nawawi and sit with your family and read a hadith or two every day. Yeah. You'll become a scholar. So they don't want to read. They don't know sometimes the names or who are these people they talk. Yeah, they know al-Nawawi. They might know Riyad al-Salihin. They don't know about any other stuff. So you're telling an audience that is not going to check on you, read about this guy and that guy. No, I don't want to read about anything. You're the one who's making the claim. Say, and now we said you can invoke a dead person. Masalama. Don't give me that rubbish, because we exposed this man very clearly. He lies. He lies.
Yeah.
And or he shows some symptoms of ignorance, of jahl, that I've never seen with anybody with a PhD. Either he doesn't understand the speech, or he's just a deviant. He just, saying this is a type of deviancy. You know, don't tell people, didn't you hear what this guy said? That he did? Well, no, they didn't. That's why they come into your lecture, mister. Tell them, book this, imam this, said this. And this has to be in Arabic, because he reads Arabic, I think. He understands Arabic, I think, I hope. Read it so people can say, oh, what he said is what you said. Don't come and tell me about some names. I mean, who among the audience of Yasir Qadhi reads for Ash-Shawkani? Who's Ash-Shawkani to them? Who's Ash-Shawkani? I'm telling you, brother, some people don't even hear about the Shawkani or some of the names he's mentioned in the No, bring the specific quotes that supports your opinion, which is you can invoke others besides Allah. And because that man who says it is destroying his Islam. Listen to Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And this is in Jami' al-Masail, volume 3, page 145. من استغاث بميت أو غائب من البشر. Anyone who makes istighatha, invocation, invocation, بميت, with a dead person, أو غائب من البشر, or someone who's absent. بحيث يدعوه في الشدائد والكروبات, that they call on this person during times of difficulties and hardships. ويطلب منه قضاء الحوائج, and invokes that person to fulfill their needs. فيقول, saying, يا سيدي الشيخ فلان, أنا في حسبك وجوارك. Oh, my Sayyid, my master, Sheikh, whatever. I am in your refuge. I'm a neighbor of yours. أو يقول عند هجوم العدو عليه, or he says when an enemy attacks him, يا سيدي فلان. He says, oh, my Sayyid, he's not asking Allah. Oh, my Sheikh, my Sayyid فلان. يستوحيه, asking him for his madad, his help. ويستغيث به, invoking him. أو يقول ذلك عند مرضه وفقره, or he says the same thing when he's ill or poor. Oh, my Sheikh, you know, I need some cash. Oh, my Sheikh, you know, I need some antibiotics, whatever. أو يقول ذلك عند مرضه وفقره, when he says the same when he's ill and poor. وغير ذلك من حاجاته, or he says the same in different kinds of needs. فإن هذا جاهل مشرك عاص لله باتفاق المسلمين.
سبحان الله.
فإن surely هذا that person جاهل
ignorant.
مشرك عاص لله disobedient to Allah.
سبحان الله.
باتفاق المسلمين, with agreement by Muslims. فإنهم متفقون, because they all agree, على أن الميت لا يدعى ولا يطلب منه شيء. They all agree that the dead person, you can't invoke him, you can't ask him for anything, سواء كان نبيا أم شيخا أم غير ذلك, whether that dead person is a nabi, or a sheikh, or anybody else. How can I explain this more? before you ask me a question, see what Ibn Taymiyyah says. This man is a jahil, a mushrik, and disobedient to Allah by agreement of the Muslims. Yasir Qadi says, Ibn Taymiyyah, didn't you read for An-Nawawi? Didn't you read for this? Or Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he came after you. Didn't you read for somebody who was in India when you were in Syria? He says, بِاتِّفَاق الْمُسْلِمِينَ, Muslims agree. And Yasir Qadi said, no, Muslims did not agree. And he mentions Ibn Taymiyyah often, calling Ibn Taymiyyah a rebel. You know, I refuted him in one of my articles. Was Ibn Taymiyyah a rebel? Was like what? Like going, Ibn Taymiyyah was telling people the Quran has holes in its documentation. We can't, you know, take Allah's words as being Allah's words, you know. Surely it's maybe Allah's kalam, maybe it's not Allah's kalam, who knows, you know. Ibn Taymiyyah was a rebel? No, he wasn't. He's telling you Muslims agree. And Ibn Taymiyyah had a good opinion about An-Nawawi and about his knowledge. And so Muslims agree that al-mayyit la yud'a, that that person can't be invoked. وَلَا يُطْلَبُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. متفقون على أن الميت لا يدعى ولا يطلب منه شيء. So I think this explains why I say Yasir Qadi is a liar at a minimum, because he's challenging an audience that's not reading. They don't read. They're not gonna go back home and say, this guy said the Shawkani. Who's a Shawkani? Did you ever hear of Shawkani? Is there a book by Shawkani? Is there a book by Shawkani in English? They can't verify anything. Ibn Taymiyyah said, those who invoke the dead are jahil, mushrik, asan lillah, by agreement of the Muslims. And the Nawawi was a Muslim.
SubhanAllah.
I teach his book all the time.
Yeah. SubhanAllah. Yani, there's always these two claims. The first thing is the people who defend him, or he, like they say that, firstly, he's not saying it's permissible. He's saying it's haram, but it's not shit. This is one thing. Tayyib. Second thing they always say, I even heard during the Yadus Madus thing, yani what they say is, Tayyib, you are refuting me. Why don't you refute Imam Nawawi? Why don't you refute X, Y, Z? Why do you follow their books? Why do you read their books? If you don't follow X, blah, blah, blah. And subhanAllah, it's your comments.
No, Akhi. Listen, Akhi. Yeah. This person, don't waste your time with them, because this absolutely makes nonsense. First of all, I'm calling you, Mr. Yasir Qadhi, a liar. I'm calling you a kazzab.
Yeah.
Bring a statement by a Nawawi where he says you can invoke a dead person. That's what you need to bring.
Mm.
You know? So you tell people something, they have no idea what you're talking about. You're lying to them, and they're coming to you and telling you, why didn't you invoke a refute a Nawawi? Why should I refute a Nawawi? About what? He didn't say anything. Here, Ibn Taymiyyah said, Muslims agree, and Nawawi was a Muslim, that calling the dead is shirk. So why are you defending, tell him, why are you defending a man who wants to take you back to the time of Jahiliyyah? That's the question here. Don't tell me why didn't you refute a Nawawi. Where did the Nawawi say anything that agrees with Yasir Qadhi?
Yeah, no, I forgot whom did he mention specifically. Was it Imam Nawawi or something? But some of, like, Ibn Hajar...
Doesn't matter.
Some of those like famous scholars, he mentioned their name as his defense. Like, but anyway,
did not bring any quotation.
In Arabic. Yeah.
You see how he's confusing things? He's saying, okay, if somebody commits shirk in ignorance, then it's not shirk.
Yeah.
No, there are two issues here. You know. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Jews, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Do not confuse the truth with falsehood, so that you may hide the truth with knowledge.
No.
Now, two issues here. Shirk will always be shirk. Ibn Taymiyyah said it's shirk. The scholars said it's shirk. And Nawawi said it's shirk.
Yeah.
All of them said shirk.
Yeah.
Muslims agree that it is shirk. Ibn Taymiyyah said it. So refute Ibn Taymiyyah, tell them. Refute Ibn Taymiyyah said it is shirk. The person who commits, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Now that person, because he committed shirk, not because he committed something haram, he's taken to a Muslim judge in a Muslim country.
Yeah.
And the judge will ask him, why did you say that or do that? Why did you, you know, do this same thing? Then if he finds out that he did it out of ignorance, he's not punished for that act. Because ignorance makes him not somebody who committed shirk with knowledge.
See?
In this case, he is exonerated from being punished, not from not committing shirk. No judge will say, why did you, you know, make invocation to the dead person? I'm ignorant. Well, okay, then invoke the dead more, since it is ignorance. You can do it more. You're okay. Then invoking people, if you're ignorant, you can invoke the dead. This is one aspect. Another aspect, he says it's a bid'ah, Yasir Qadhi. Big deal. Bid'ah is the foundation of all kufr and shirk. Bid'ah it is. Bid'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, إن الله حجز التوبة عن كل مبتدع حتى يدع بدعته. Allah kept the tawbah, repentance, away from every mubtadi' person, one who commits bid'ah, until he leaves his bid'ah. Imam Ahmad collected this hadith. Ibn Taymiyyah said, this is because the one who does bid'ah does it because he thinks it's something that brings him closer to Allah.
Closer to Allah.
He's not believing it's a bid'ah. He's not, I'm going to go commit shirk now. Where are you going, mister? I'll come back in an hour or two. I'm going to go and walk some dead. I'll come back. No. They think it is okay. So Ibn Taymiyyah said, if someone is committing shirk or kufr, thinking it is something to bring him closer to Allah, he's not going to abandon it.
Yeah.
Why? Because he thinks it's okay, it's halal.
Sorry.
It's good.
So
that's why he's going to keep doing it. That's why the hadith says that Allah will keep the repentance away from that person, meaning until he realizes, admits that what I did is wrong. Because otherwise he'll keep doing it. And if he keeps doing it, thinking it is something to bring him closer to Allah, he's not going to abandon it. Just like if you tell somebody, stop praying, he's not going to stop praying. He thinks it's good for Allah, which it is.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying here? So saying it's a bid'ah, it's a bid'ah, make it worse.
Yes.
Make it worse. Yes. Bid'ah is haram. You can't do it. And every shirk and kufr is a bid'ah, is an innovation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humankind and sent it with Adam alayhi salam. Adam is the first muwahid on this earth from human beings.
Yeah.
He brought tawheed. He taught us all tawheed. And Adam alayhi salam, bi'idhnillah, he's going to get a reward from all his children who became muwahideen. So tawheed was there. Then the people of Nuh started worshipping idols, you know? So people were on tawheed until shirk came, not the other way around. Now let me finish with what Ibn Qayyim says. And this is in Madarij al-Salikin. وَمِنْ أَنْوَاعِهِ He's talking about الشرك الأكبر. The greatest shirk. وَمِنْ أَنْوَاعِهِ Among its types. طَلَبُ الْحَوَائِجِ مِنَ الْمَوْتَى Invoking the dead for needs. وَالْإِسْتِغَاثَةُ بِهِمْ And seeking their help. وَالْتَوَجُّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ And directing your invocation, your, you know, not your requests, your things to them. وَهَذَا أَصْلُ شِرْكِ الْعَالَمِ This is the foundation, the origin of shirk in the whole world. فَإِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ Because the dead person, his deeds cease to increase. وَهُوَ لَا يَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِهِ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا And the dead person can't do anything good or bad to his own self. فَضْلًا عَمَّنْ اِسْتَغَاثَ بِهِ So he can't do any himself any good or bring any good to himself or fends off any harm to his own self, let alone those who invoke them. فَضْلًا عَمَّنْ اِسْتَغَاثَ بِهِ وَسَأَلَهُ قَضَاءَ حَاجَتِهِ أَوْ سَأَلَهُ أَنْ يَشْفَعَ لَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِيهَا This is, if they can't do this to themselves, they can do it for those who invokes them, invoke them, those who ask them to fulfill their needs, or ask them to be their shafi' intercessors with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regarding something that they need. وَهَذَا مِنْ جَهْلِهِ بِالشَّافِعِ وَالْمَشْفُوعِ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ This is because of his ignorance in الشَّافِع, the one who does shafa'ah, and وَالْمَشْفُوعِ لَهُ the one who qualifies to receive shafa'ah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I want to just share two words here with you before you ask questions. So he said, among the type of greater shirk, greatest shirk is invoking the dead for help. So he called it shirk. Then he said that those who invoke people for their needs, it indicates their ignorance.
SubhanAllah.
You got the point?
Allahu Akbar. Naam. SubhanAllah.
So, Akhi, Yasir Qadhi, what he does to confuse people, so he goes and talks about an issue that's not relevant to the topic. For example, Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, just like Imam Al-Albani, says that individuals who commit shirk, like, you know, invoking the dead out of ignorance, should not be punished for their ignorance. They are not called mushrik. This is what Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab said. Do you know that?
No.
He said that. So Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab was not talking about that everybody who does this, all of them are mushrik. No. You have to separate the issues.
Yeah.
So an individual who commits this crime has to be investigated why you did it.
Yeah.
And if it turns out he did it out of ignorance, then he doesn't get the punishment. But still, what he did is shirk. Otherwise, there would not be a trial.
SubhanAllah. Yeah. May Allah not make us of those. May Allah give us the correct understanding. I think it's as clear as day and night. And there's so many speakers, so many scholars who have refuted this thing. But now, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khairan, Shaykh, for your answer. May Allah accept this. Now, I think that's all from my side. Is there anything else you want
to
add?
I just wanted to add, inshallah,
yeah.
I hope you add the link to it. Sheikh Karim Abu Zaid, I've known him for years. He just, mashallah, published a book in refutation of Yasir Qadhi. He puts all the evidence. This Sheikh, mashallah, uses the Quran and Sunnah and the statements of the Salaf al-Salih and the scholars. And there is a brother in Holland, he told me just today, he's working on another refutation of Yasir Qadhi. And it's from a different point of view. Inshallah, when it comes out, I'll announce it. What he's doing is that exactly what you just told me. Because Yasir Qadhi says, this Sheikh said that. This brother goes to every single claim he makes to that Sheikh, check his books, and says, no, he didn't say that. This is what he said. This is very important. I told the brother, you know, you saved me. I'm telling him now, you saved me from a lot of
time.
That was next for me, and I don't have time.
This is so important.
Students of knowledge are coming, mashallah, with refutation of this.
This is something I want to do with the Khawarij. This is something I want to do with the extreme Khawarij. Inshallah, may Allah give me the tawfiq. And they always bring all these claims. And khair, inshallah, that is some other topic.
Yes, inshallah. But, you know, like I said, always stand with the ayah and always stand with the hadith.
Yeah.
And with the knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with tawheed after all these centuries. Are we still not sure even about Tawheed?
Exactly.
That an ignorant man, a deviant man, come and shakes the foundation of our Tawheed?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Are you now saying we can invoke dead people? Listen, people. Dead people are dead.
D-E-A,
dead. Mayit. They're dead.
Yeah.
If they could have helped anybody, they could have stayed in this life and not died. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept them. Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh.
Bayat.
May Allah accept. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.